It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, we'll talk to a media expert about how the new merger between the company that owns the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and a media company in Cincinnati will change Milwaukee's media landscape.
But first, an annual summer camp aims to encourage young girls to consider careers in the protective services.
It's called Camp Hero. It offers girls the chance to have hands-on experience testing out the jobs of police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and dispatchers in a safe environment. Jen Roman is a captain at the City of Madison Fire Department, and she's the founder of Camp Hero. She joins us here in the studio to talk about it. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So why did you want to design a camp specifically to get girls trying out these lines of work?
Yeah, the short answer is there are very few women in the protective services. We see about 35% nationwide in EMS, 12% in police, and only 3.4% in firefighting. And it's because girls don't think of that as a possibility for themselves. So we thought we'd do something about it.
And when you're teaching these things to girls and giving them this hands-on experience, do you see that kind of cracking? I mean, you might the little boys want to be firefighters, the little girls maybe not. Are you changing that? Are you moving the needle?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell a story about when I was out doing inspections one day with a fire truck, and we pulled up by a school playground. The kids ran up to the fence and I chatted with them, and the little boys, when I asked them, what do you want to be when you grow up, the little boys answered right away, policeman, and I want to be a superhero. And the girls waited until I pointed to them, and I got dancer and hairdresser. And when I suggested, how about a firefighter like me, it was though I was speaking an alien. They had never even considered that for themselves. So our intention with Camp Hero is to introduce the idea to girls, and then with the older girls to actually give them experience so that they can build the confidence that they need to approach it either as a volunteer or paid person.
Well, speaking of the superheroes the boys mentioned, they all have an origin story. What's your origin story? What got you to want to go into a firefighting career?
Yeah, you know, I think I've always wanted to be in a helper profession. I have early recollections of wanting to do that. But my career really started as an EMT, a volunteer EMT, first with Shorewood and then out with Deer Grove EMS. And I went on to paramedic school and started looking for a job. And at the time, the only place that was hiring was Madison Fire Department. So as I went through the process, I was both excited and petrified that I would get hired because I really didn't know anything about firefighting at the time. But it was the means for me to work in what I really loved to do, which is taking care of people in the ambulance.
Well, now, working at the camp, you're, in a sense, a role model for the girls there. Was there anybody like that for you when you were going into this profession?
There are many women like that for me as I rolled into this profession, but also men. One person in particular, he was my lieutenant when I first came on the job, and he's a chief now, Chief Schwen, decided to tuck me under his wing and to show me the ropes and really take care of me.
Now, looking at the grown-ups now, before we get back to specifically what you're doing with the kids, you mentioned the national numbers, the percentages of women in these professions, the protective service professions. Are there places that are doing well? You mentioned Madison. What is Madison doing in terms of numbers, and are there things that are being done differently here?
Madison is actually doing quite well. So our police department has about 35% women, which is incredible. Our fire department has 11% firefighters. And, you know, to hear 11%, you think that's a very low number, but it's actually high compared to the rest of the country. New York City still has less than 1% females on their firefighting force. So we've had somewhat successful recruitment in the city of Madison. Certainly we've had good retention, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
And, you know, you mentioned national numbers. We mentioned Madison. How about the state as a whole? I don't know if anybody's tracking statewide percentages. Do you have a sense of where that ranges?
I will say that Madison is an island and that we're well ahead of other places in the state. There are still many fire departments who have never had a female firefighter.
Is there something that we lose by not having women in these lines of work?
I think so. I think in order to serve our communities well, that we need to have demographics in our workforce that match our population. Women have a different perspective. We certainly can do the job, though it is a common belief that we can't.
Is that a belief around the country? among the men already in these lines of work?
Men and women. Mm. We're enculturated from a very young age to believe that girls can do certain things and boys can do certain things. The gender bias goes both ways, but we certainly feel it and see it in firefighting.
Well, let's go to camp now. You've been working with kids. What's the age range?
Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Mm, so different groups.
Different
by
groups,
age.
Right.
So let's start with that kindergarten age. What kind of activities do they do to get started on this?
So all the activities that we do in Camp Hero, kindergarten through 12th grade, are hands-on experiential. We do a little bit of talking, but mostly doing. And the curriculum was written by professionals in the protective services with the help of our Girl Scout colleagues, who are really the experts in all things girl. So the kindergartners get an introduction. For example, we approach fire attack with a wooden model, and we hook up some fire hose to a hydrant and put a nozzle on it and gate it down so there isn't a lot of pressure on the line. And we put those little girls on the nozzle, and it's really exciting for them.
Yeah, I know I saw pictures of the sixth grade group or the middle school group with the hose. I thought, aren't those things super pressurized? Don't they? Could they knock you on your butt? But they're dialed back a little.
Yeah, we dial them back for the kids so it's safe.
And as they get older, are they working with real fire?
No, we decided for our camp not to do real fire, and that has to do with fit testing, masks, and SCBA and that sort of thing. So we do simulated fires. Now, with the oldest group, in contrast, the fire attack is much more involved. So they actually pull a line off of a fire truck, advance it into the fire tower, charge the line, and then bring a charge line up a set of stairs.
Wow. So that sounds tiring to me.
Yeah, it is. It's cool, though.
Yeah. So our kids, boys or girls for that matter, surprised when they see how physically demanding some of this work is.
Yes, and they're also very pleasantly surprised about how they can do it. Hmm. They can pick up that bundle of hose. They can move that hose together as a team. They can handcuff the bad guy. And that's great to see. When they come to camp, they're not sure. And that's one of our goals, is to help them to find the confidence within themselves to do it.
So we've talked a little bit about the firefighting side of things. And so on the police, you mentioned handcuffing. Mm-hmm. We've got the kids handcuffing one another.
Yep.
And you, I imagine? That's
right. They learn how to clear a room. So a room that has been burglarized and has a bad guy in it, they go in with their squirt guns and take care of it. They learn how to chase down and report back when they're in a foot pursuit and those sorts of things. They even do crime scene diagramming.
Okay, and then there's the emergency medical side of things. What kind of things do they do?
We teach the oldest girls how to do patient assessment. We do spinal immobilization, which is protecting someone who has a head or a spine injury. They do splinting, controlling bleeding, and our oldest girls come out with a CPR certification as well.
And where do they do this?
In several sites around the city, most of the time our home base is Madison College in our beautiful Human and Protective Services building, the City of Madison Fire Department, the City of Madison Police Department, as well as services around Dane County contribute. And then the girls who stay overnight stay at a Girl Scout camp that's just northwest of Madison.
So when they're getting the training, they're doing it at places that actional professionals would get their training at, the technical college or on site.
That's right. It's where the professionals train, and it's with the equipment that the professionals use.
And I understand that the girls are given a chance at some ages to live like a firefighter. What does that
entail?
That's
right. So we organize the girls into crews, as we would in a fire station. And they're assigned to bunkhouses when we go up to Girl Scout camp. They have to help cook. They have to help clean, just like we would in a fire station. And it fosters that teamwork in doing things together.
And do they get an alarm call in the middle of the night?
Well, we tried that the first year and decided against it for the last two.
You want well-rested kids,
yeah,
for the training,
right,
during the day. Okay. We'll do it on the last night and then send them home sleepy with
the parents.
Hey, that's
a great idea.
Yeah. We're talking with Captain General Mann of the Madison Fire Department. She's the founder of Camp Hero, talking about how to get girls interested in careers in the protective services, things like police work, firefighting, and emergency medical services.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. Are you a woman in this line of work? What got you interested? And who were your role models? Do you have a daughter who's interested, or would you like to get them interested? And what questions do you have about this kind of career? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@wpr.org. We're talking with Jen Roman of the Madison Fire Department about how to encourage girls to consider careers in the protective services.
And we're interested in hearing your questions and your thoughts as well. Have you considered a career in policing, firefighting, or emergency medical services? Did you consider one of these jobs and then decide not to pursue it for one reason or another? And if you have kids, would you want advice on how to encourage your daughter to check out these lines of work, to think of them as girls' professions as well as boys' professions? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. So, Jen, give us a before and after. The kid shows up there and then they leave after the training. Do they talk about these jobs differently?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our mission with Camp Hero is to help girls develop courage, character, and confidence, and we can literally see it happen during camp. My favorite time of camp is when parents pick them up and the kids get to tell their moms and their dads and their grandmas and grandpas what a great time they had and what they did. It's really great to listen to them brag about all of the things that they were able to accomplish.
And how would you encourage parents, you know, not everybody will be able to participate in Camp Hero, how would you encourage parents to talk about a line of work like firefighting to their kids, boys or girls, to get everybody considering it as an option?
Yeah, I think the key is to refer to it in a gender-neutral way. We are firefighters, not firemen. Mm-hmm. And that's true of any occupation. I think that we do ourselves a disservice when we stereotype men and women into particular gender roles and occupations.
We'll take a caller now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We have Martha in Plainfield. Martha, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm not sure how to put this, but I have a friend. She has a daughter who would be perfect for this, but I know she would be concerned about the situation in the camp. How would I put it to the mother that she would be perfectly fine and very well taken care of?
Martha, thanks for the call. So how to encourage someone to consider sending their kids to Camp Hero in the first place?
Yeah, you know, Camp Hero is probably the safest camp that you can send your kid to, as we are staffed by real firefighters, paramedics, and police officers. And we do have safety measures in place. The Girl Scouts, we follow all of their policies and procedures to keep girls and volunteers safe. We also follow all the policies and procedures of the various departments to make sure that everybody is safe and happy.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. I want to get back to your career a little bit. Not only did you go into firefighting, you are now a captain. Once women go in, do they tend to rise through the ranks? Is that something that's changing over time?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. When you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, someone like me, a female in a leadership role in a fire department, is considered statistically insignificant. There aren't enough of us to even count as a percentage. So I'm unable to speak to that. I could probably make a list of the number of women in leadership roles in the United States.
So not a lot of data there because it hasn't happened much yet.
Right.
Is that something that I guess more women coming into the profession in the first place would raise the odds of some rising through the ranks?
Yeah, you know, I think that we're challenged by not only attracting women to firefighting, but also our hiring processes. It's no secret that in the 1970s, there were no women and they were not welcomed after Title VII into fire stations. It certainly wasn't an open arms type of situation. And bias in hiring still exists, and we're aware of that. And we're very lucky in the city of Madison that we have administration that recognizes, searches it out, and tries to make a difference in our hiring practices. And then finally, I think also retention is a big thing. You know, it's very difficult to be in a job where you feel isolated because you're the only one. And the city of Madison has done a great job of making sure that that's not the case for us.
It sounds like, though, this is going to be a long-term culture change. And I guess that brings us back around to the concept of Camp Hero. You're reaching out to people when they're young to start changing that concept over the long haul.
That's right. We're planting the seed, and it's going to take a long time to grow the tree. And, you know, that's our hope with starting with kids when they're young.
Go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Lauren on the line in Milwaukee. Lauren, hi.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just wondering what advice you might have for females who are a little deterred by the lack of female presence in this field.
Let me just clarify, you're interested in advice that would help you progress down the road to a job in protective services?
Right, due to the lack of female presence.
Yeah. I think that one of the main challenges for women in the firefighting side is to be physically prepared for the job. It is a physically demanding job, and you do have to work out and train for it. So that's the most important thing. And you can't wait until you have already applied for the job. It's a year's process to make sure that you're ready. And the other thing is that you don't have to have another female to mentor you. Certainly that is helpful. But there are very good men out there who are willing to mentor women into the protective services. You are always welcome to contact Camp Hero. We have a network of women who help other women, and we would be happy to help you as well. You can find all our contact information on our website.
Lauren, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck if you decide to pursue that profession. So Camp Hero, is this something that, do we have things like this all over the state, all over the country, or is this kind of a new groundbreaking effort?
Camp Hero is unique in itself. There are fire camps all over the United States. They tend to be for older girls and usually just an annual thing or a every other year thing. Camp Hero is unique in that it serves kids in kindergarten through 12th grade, and we cover all three protective services, so emergency medical services, police, and fire. We decided to do that very carefully because we looked at research, and the research told us that we needed to start with young kids and that we needed to give them hands-on experience and that we needed to have female role models for them. So Madison was the perfect place to do it.
How long have you been doing Camp Hero?
We just finished our third summer and have set our dates for 2015.
And was it hard to get the ball rolling when you first started out, or when you started talking to people, were they just slapping themselves on the forehead saying, why hasn't anybody done this yet?
Yeah, you know, I think what I say is that it took time for the planets to align. So I think something like this was coming down the road for a long time. But what it took was some people who could get together and have power and connections in the various entities that we needed in order to make Camp Hero roll. And that includes in Girl Scouts, in both the City of Madison Police and Fire Department and Madison College, who are kind of our key players.
And were you the one who got the ball rolling?
Yeah, well, you could say that. Some people tease me and say that I'm like a vortex, and if you stand too close, you'll get sucked in. So
has it grown over the last few years, and do you see it expanding in the future?
It has grown over the last few years. The first year, we actually filled several of our sessions, but where we see the big growth is in our high school session. The first year, we had four campers, and we actually talked about canceling it, not even doing camp, but we went ahead with it, and we're happy that we did. The second year, we had 10. Last year, we had 18 high school
campers. That's just the high school level.
That's just high school. So overall, we have a capacity for 190 campers. This year, we were in the 170 range.
Okay. So you're getting up to maximum
That's
capacity.
Right.
Do you hope to clone this and teach people how to set this up elsewhere in the state, elsewhere in the country?
Yes, we do hope that. We have a sustainability and expansion committee of volunteers who are looking at that issue. The thing about bringing Camp Hero to other places is that we need the support of the agencies that are there. And a population of women who are willing to come and volunteer. So if you're one of those places, please contact us because we'd love to talk to you about expanding into your area.
So it's less than a year before the next round of Camp Hero starts. But in the meantime, if there's a girl out there listening, a parent, a grown woman for that matter, who's thinking, yeah, why didn't I ever think of this as a career? Where are resources? Where can people learn more about pursuing careers in fire, police, emergency medical service?
So if you're interested in general, I highly recommend that you contact your local technical colleges. They have a lot of information about all three protective services. And you can also contact your local departments, police, fire, and EMS departments. We run in lots of different ways, and there's a lot of variety of ways to be involved in the protective services. Certainly Camp Hero is a resource. We have a links page on our website, and you are always welcome to contact one of us. Camp Hero does have a mentor network, that all of our campers are automatically enrolled in, and it gives them access to women who are working in the protective services for advice.
Oh, and I'd better ask you, the Camp Hero website.
Yeah, so it's Camp Hero4Girls.org.
Camp Hero4Girls.org. I imagine if somebody searches Camp Hero,
you'll get
it. That's probably you that they're going to find.
Right.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Captain Jen Roman of the Madison Fire Department. She's founder of Camp Hero. It's a summer program that encourages girls to pursue careers in protective services, things like fire, police, and emergency medical services.